His announcement is we're starting the LSV meeting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, a very important announcement from today.
Oh, I'll do
that
in the DM part.
No, you should do that now and then
I'll
explain to you.
So, you start the meeting with
before.
Yeah, we'll
do
that.
Chuck Anderson requested an excused absence. Ankeny Antaram.
Present.
Rodrigo Argueta.
Present.
Fred Blair.
Present.
Lydia Berzon.
Here.
Steve Brooks requested an excused absence, as did Chris Condon. John Crumshaw.
Present.
Ariana Gladney requested an excused absence. Tej Graywall.
Present.
Kim Kaufman requested an excused absence. Nancy Kazar, Fred Klender, and Jim Lafferty requested excused absences. Chipasha Luchembe, Brenda Medina,
present.
Dutch Merrick requested an excused absence. Michael Novick,
present.
John Parker requested an excused absence. Steve Pry,
here.
Lawrence Reyes,
here.
Ron Spriestersbach,
here.
John Wenger,
here.
Lamont Yakey. Thirteen present, Madam Chair.
Okay, so we have a quorum. Thank you. So we need to go to the giving the agenda.
If we can finish the schedule. Good. Well, what do you want to do?
We'll approve the agenda.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's approving you that?
Oh, I didn't see that on
the agenda. Well, we skipped around because we were doing committee the whole and we omitted things that required votes, so now we're going back to things.
Okay, excuse absence request?
Yeah, I move to approve the excuse absence request.
Okay,
second. A second.
Is there any objection? No?
Yes, okay. Especially Chris O'Connell.
Yeah.
It's been 7 months
already.
It's
Father's Day.
Oh, yeah, well, I'm sorry about that, yeah. But then it's fine, you know, but I mean, it's something that...
Beyond Father's Day.
Yeah, it's beyond.
Okay, well,
please,
so do we take a vote?
Yeah.
We'll take a vote on it. If you wish to approve the excused absences, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 yes? No? Abstention?
Wait, how many no's were there?
No.
Zero.
You're not
a no. That's not our quorum. We have 13 people here, so...
How many went to
the
restaurant?
Somebody
went to the restaurant. Present,
not voting. So 10, 0, 0, correct?
Present,
yes.
Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. We'll move to approve time to
yeah.
Okay,
I'd like to amend the agenda.
Okay.
I'd like to move that that the IGN report be placed at the LSV meeting agenda after the announcements, although we already made announcements. This way, the staff representative here could be able to appraise themselves of what the IGN wants to say.
Is there any objection to the GM report for the last item on number one? No? The IGM report for item number 4?
1F.
Okay, I can get into that. The IGM. Okay.
Item number 4? The IGM report is the new 1F.
Yeah, I propose to amend the agenda to add the implementation with regard to the following of the motion that Rodrigo was talking about earlier, and I think you were as well. So you said you're going to, you have something to say. We should put that into the implementation for that motion.
Yeah, sure.
Earlier, excuse me, earlier Rodrigo spoke about the implementation of the motion with regard to the phone room, et cetera, et cetera. And Deb said she has some, she's spoken with Zuberi and would give us a presentation momentarily, and I propose to put it into the implementation section as logically to follow it.
I second that. I thought that was the
But now we have to
motion.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
On this, that's exactly why I made a motion to make the hydrogen report that you have.
Right. So.
So
it fits.
Yeah. So, I don't know if that's the one
that's the real. It's an implementation issue.
If you're anything further, you can take it up then on your invitation.
Okay. It doesn't matter. I mean, I'm going
to
do it.
Are there any more amendments to the agenda?
Motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Any objection? See none? We'll continue with announcements.
Yeah.
We'll be outside the minutes approval.
Okay,
minutes approval from June 18th.
Motion to approve the
minutes. Second. Is there any objection to approving the minutes from June 18th? Seeing none? Okay. We are on announcements. Here's an update. I spoke with Zuberi yesterday regarding the outsourcing of, I guess, the phone room. He had expressed it as something that is going to happen during this fund drive, and I'll explain why. What he told me, and the goal is to get the phone room back with the system in place to deal with the problems that we're having now, which is why we need to use the system. So right now we are out of PCI credit card compliance, and PCI stands for personal credit card information. So the KPFK is also tens of thousands of dollars behind getting premiums out, because where the breakdown in the system is either not being able to properly read the credit card information that has been taken down, and so that slows down the process to clarify. So there are a lot of calls, they haven't received the premium, the card has not run through, it's putting us out of compliance, it's making the, because this money is not coming in, it's making the bank, how much KPFK has in the bank, difficult to work with, because they do have to do their payroll. So because it is in such a difficult position at this time where we are being fined, we cannot, because we are out of compliance, and it's a liability, that when the information is taken through the automated system temporarily, what that can benefit with KPFK currently is that it can help put us back into compliance. The cards can get run right away through the automated system, so the flow of money is coming in. This is to start to resolve that problem with the money, with the cash flow. I think the papers are on the Google chat also. Rodrigo, do you want to bring up about the bilingual?
I already did it.
He says he's processing a lot of, he just became with IGM this last week. I would just like to let the public know that we are in a board meeting now for the committee of the whole, so we'll take the public comments during the public comment time. So that is what's going on during the fund drive. I did forward him the motion that we passed regarding the GM statement and the fund drive, so he has that motion. Okay, so that was that announcement.
Excuse me, Madam Chair.
Excuse me, you can talk during public comment.
Regarding Blueberry Field.
Thank you. During public comment.
Point of order. Are you referring to the meeting that was just concluded? Because if that's the case, we didn't have a motion. We had the will of the body.
No, we didn't
do the
motion
before. Oh, the previous motion.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. The last meeting, not the delegates meeting, but the meeting we had in response to Porosky's IGM report with the
motion. So, I mean, I have a concern that the advancing service is not going to be bilingual.
We don't
know. So, do you have any information about that in terms of whether it's going to be bilingual and have the capacity to answer Spanish language calls?
I don't, but I would suggest that we all make ourselves available when he sends the email on Monday regarding info for Google Child and place that. Those questions there with the board and or members of the community with your information and your question if you'd like to add that also.
He doesn't have that information out to us on
how to do that. He's also going to be emailing a report and going to be putting all of this in writing. I'm saying a report on this issue. So he's going to put something in writing. He will send that out into an email. This is all what he told me right before the delegates meeting. That's it.
Yeah, what I want to make, you know, clear this thing. We approved a motion last month, and that motion must be implemented. Listen, the situation with the credit card, it's always a situation. Some of our, listeners have complained they haven't even been charged, for what they've been supposed to be getting on premiums, right? But this is an ongoing situation that it has to be solved. But that's beside the point. The motion we approved was that all the changes in terms of, those programs that will be raising money or not will be, somehow changed, must be implemented. And if it is going to be only this time because of the situation that you're saying, my goal with it, but the problem is the logistics. We have no information. And because there was not enough information sent, and no answers have been given, and who warranties, that we're going to be able to get that call, and then also, no, but I want to make sure I'm not believing right now. The thing is this one. I got to get this information. I cannot tell my people, get on the phone on Monday, and then you'll find out, the answer. I asked them as a staff representative. Mm-hmm. I asked an answer, and I wrote the answer to him and to tell the guy, and I haven't gotten one answer. It can be that in 3 days or 4 days, if I send it, they cannot articulate one answer. That's what I'm saying. I'm not going to be in that call. I might not have the time.
Can you forward that to me? The question?
Yeah.
You know the question.
I not want to talk and tell the guy directly. And this is what I get, a smile on his face, saying, I got no damn idea what the hell is going on. That's what I got. So, I'm opposed to this situation. Pushing people, programmers, to get their own premiums of the radio station, they got to use whatever they have. Things like that is wrong. It's wrong.
That was, we need to talk with Blueberry about what's going on with this fund drive, because that was what Porosky's vision was, which is different, so we all need to follow. I will be meeting with him next week, for this upcoming week.
We have to implement the motion. Otherwise, why are we spending so much time? We're sitting in there.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Okay, we are way past time limit, so we need to go to finish our scheduling. The announcement of meetings. Okay, the next LSE meeting is on Wednesday, August 20th.
The timing moved with the item. We have 20 minutes for this report. So.
So we're actually back. We go back to the.
I was thinking that I was sitting over this nemostat, so I'm going to have to get some warmer clothes. Could you just quickly state what you heard from the hearing with regard to this? And what's that part of it? We're going to get the report of the Zoom where you said.
Right. Can somebody stop and reinforce? Okay. So, Zoom where the KPFK is in a kind of a dangerous place right now with the cash flow, and a lot of the issue is that premiums cannot be sent out because the credit cards are not being processed correctly, because either people can't read the writing or there's some information that was not transferred correctly. Also, we are paying fines because we are out of PCI credit card compliance, which PCI means the personal credit information,
and so for the actual questionnaire sheet that we sent out, it's not for people's emails. It's actually to put your questions, so we could be sure to let Blueberry know of the questions that you all have for the IGN. I know most people put their emails and their phone numbers. So since the LSB will be having a conversation with Blueberry some time this upcoming week, we wanted to get your questions that you would have asked today to ask him at that meeting.
Okay, you can just write your first name or on the next day meeting, we'll match it with the contact information.
Hand that out again and have them write down
right,
the question.
Right, but you don't have to rewrite your whole contact information again. Also, I can send that list to Blueberry directly so he can forward you guys his statement himself.
You're saying
fine
about PCI compliance.
So we're out of PCI credit card compliance, so we're being fined.
By whom?
I think it's FDIC.
Huh?
No. I missed FDIC. It's not that. Sorry, I'm reading another piece of the note. So
probably some consortium
with
banks.
Right. I'll let you have the answer. Zuberi's going to have for the board an information session on Google Chat. They'll send the information on Monday when he's back in the office. So you have to take up all the extra questions there. I'm just giving you a quick summary. So this is a liability, and they've got payroll. And so the money in the bank is dangerously low right now. So for this next fund drive, to be in compliance and to make sure that the credit cards are being taken automatically, they need to go into system temporarily. His goal is to get back to restoring the phone room when they can get a system in place that can take the credit cards. Because he also mentioned something about a liability with volunteers. I have to ask him to clarify that. With taking credit card numbers. Because it makes it liable if someone writes down the credit card number somewhere else. And so we need to stay in compliance with what's going on to make sure that the cash flow is started. Because I think he said payroll they start at the end of the month, so it's the beginning of August. So KPFK check me out on that if they're still back in the other premium because of this issue.
Question for John Linger, had a question, and then Michael had it.
Okay. Your information, you said something about a Google something, I couldn't catch the word.
Okay. Monday, for the board members, Zoomer is going to email us information about doing a Google chat.
A Google chat.
So a chat session, so we can, send us information on how to set up or so we can have a Google chat with the board, and maybe set it up even for Monday evening, so because he cannot be here today. So he'll try to. What
do you think
is the question? Michael?
So, and just to clarify to people, the PCI compliance thing is about having people with papers and pencils in a room taking down the information. That's not standard operating procedure for taking credit cards. because people can copy down the credit card and walk away with it. So the previous strategy they had was they created a tear off on the bottom where you take it, and then they can tear it off, and they were shredding things. It's still not compliant. So to be compliant with the banking regulations, it's supposed to be computerized, so you just enter a computer, you have no other ability to write the information down, and information is saved on the computer. The other thing that we have never done, and people keep asking us in the phone room why we're not, and it's costly, is we don't make the three digits on the back, the security code or CVV, so that's a separate matter. I'm interested in the fact that he sounds like he's committing, however, to longer term, restoring the phone room with computerized access, because there are many advantages to that. You can find out if people have, you know, employers who will match the donation, a lot of other stuff, that you can see the record of their previous donations and so on and so forth. So I think that would be the most desirable thing, is to move back to having a staff phone room to take the pledges here locally, with the technology needed to be compliant with the credit card company.
Point of information? Yes, do we know the cost of this alternative procedure of outsourcing this?
No, that would be a great question.
I only
have limited conversation. I don't have the answer, so you guys can write that.
Can I say something? I understand the cost. The company that does it takes a percentage.
Okay.
And how much
really? Okay, please write. There's a paper. You can write your questions. If you will contact me, please. Okay.
Point of further information. This was discussed at the KPFA local station board with Mr. Parati as his sort of swan song meeting as a board as a general manager. He was at the KPFA LSB. And sidestep the question of the expenses. There's no upfront cost, but there is going to be a cost. And I raised the question to both him on the way out and Zuber on the way in about the fact that a contract for $5,000 or more needs to be approved by the LLC. But anyway, he's back.
Lydia?
Sorry. I'll contact the general manager at WDA. I believe they've been doing it for a long time, partly out of necessity when they didn't have a station, but also primarily for security reasons and the reasons that were cited. So I'll ask if it's the same company, then we'll get at least a sense of what that cost.
Dr. Winger?
Yeah, I just want to make a quick comment that although other stations might have had security problems, to my knowledge, we've never had a security problem. We've never had an abuse or anybody stealing a credit card at our station. And the second comment is that a number of the people in this room here also work in the phone room as volunteers. And phone room volunteering is a form of outreach, because it goes by word of mouth and people come in and get attracted and pulled into the KPFK community. So I really think we need to do this, and I really strongly object to some Wall Street banking corporations telling our free speech radio station how to conduct its own business. If we can get the numbers down, and that can be done by the administrator in the room just saying, I can't read this credit card number, get it right. And you know that you need to have the number written down accurately. Well, okay, people can be trained and booted out if they can't do that. But it seems to me this is a waste of money and a waste of cost, and I strongly object to it.
John?
And I've been suggesting for years that we could do the same thing internally. If everybody had a computer, it could be a form could be filled out, all the information could be sent. There wouldn't be any problem reading or processing, and we could, I agree with John, it's a very important community building when you have people there coming to the station. They have participation, they belong. It's a very, very important part of what we do, and we need to go bring that back.
I guess I'm sorry, the phone is clicking in what it means. So we're not going to have the communication with the phone room, which to me has always been integral in pitching. So and so from, you know, Burbank, it's just like sitting just a number of dollars over a match on that. It's going to be kind of in the dark. Are we doing well or not? It really dictates to me how we do the show as we go on through the hour.
Any other questions? If there is no objection, the public comment for this section is we can go ahead and take the comments right now. Okay.
We have it on a clipboard in the class. There's a young lady.
How many people have read the CPI? How many people have looked at the new rule?
You have 90 seconds.
Right. So, I've read them. I've spent hours. There are about a billion hackers getting into your credit card information. They're not about the straw bot in the phone room making sure that paper gets handled and gets destroyed. How many people own a computer that's never been on the net and they don't plan on having it on the net? John and I know that the system in Norwalk that handles your vote has not only Wi-Fi connections because donated computers under all of the accounting machines, but also Cat 1 cables running in and out of the room. This is about computer fraud. This is not about you watching your neighbor steal numbers. Now, we have a very tight system. We rent computers at the station, and we hang on to them, then we purge them, then they walk off. Two or three people do the data entry. No one else handles this shit. It's bullshit. Got it? And it's outsourcing. How did we have a Contra war? We outsourced it. How do we have the Snowden thing? We outsource it. We outsource and we lose control. It's that simple. I feel like I've fallen down a rabbit hole. You guys gotta wake up. This is about outsourcing the station.
Thank you, Doug. Well said. There's a double story here because I met with Sue Berry at our last meeting and he was very candid explaining the reasons why. I appreciate that the UTASH is trying to make heads and tails of your summary. What was left out is that an automated system should have been instituted years ago, and we have never followed up. We have never been updated with technology, and we're still operating in the dark ages, and this has got to change. I am totally opposed to the outsourcing. I was the first one who brought the issue here 3 months ago, and I wrote to Porosky at the time, and he never responded. And I precisely said what you said, John, which I agree with you at this moment, that, and our friend here, that the volunteer at the phone is what makes Pacifica, is what makes KPFK. And my argument with Porosky was precisely that. Once we remove that volunteer pool, what is the use of KPFK? So this is going to harm us tremendously, and regardless whether it's 1 cent or $10,000 is irrelevant, outsourcing is a no-no. And so what we need to do, and yesterday or 2 days ago, I wrote to him, to Newberry, and I said, we have got to get a tablet so that every major event and anywhere KPFK goes can start taking credit card payments. Why is it that we're operating in the dark ages? So there's two different issues that we need to address right away. Thank you. Thank you, Bill.
Hello, we are live with Watch Issues. I don't know if you know what that means, Watch Issue. Watch Issue came in 1492, the first Watch Issue. You know who that was, right? Columbus, white man, came from Europe and started to destroy the native people. You have a Watch Issue that's in power over there in Israel, by the name of Lieberman, who forced the hand of Netanyahu to go and invade Gaza Strip. We have a Watch Issue in another area, you know, where the people in the ICE want to throw out all these children back to the conditions that were done by the United States, or fostered by the United States. We have a Watch Issue within the Chicano movement. His name is Jan Tucker, and he practically single-handedly destroying the Chicano moratorium last year. Only 40 people showed up. He split the thing, and he is a former pilot with the IDF. He fought in the 1967 war, and he is here now, and he comes in and attacks Chicano activists, and that's what's going on, and we've got to stop all this Wasishu. In other words, we got to stop Wasishu supremacy.
Thank you. Hi, it's good to be back here. I am Salam. Roy is very good. I am one of the listeners. I just went home with. So, I think it's out of frustration. So instead of buying the computer, maybe you guys need to use the money to hire him someone or have a volunteer to help him. Maybe he doesn't want to be good. Maybe he took the stress situation.
Speak directly into the mic, one inch.
Yeah, okay. I'm not hearing you. I'm sorry. Can you hear me again now?
Closer. There. Yeah.
He's very good. How about now?
Yes. If you can't touch it with your tongue, you're too far away.
Oh my goodness, that is so rude. No, we need some tears. Some comedy. Okay, I'm sorry. Hello, we the listeners may not feel we belong, and we tend to walk away because of how we are being mistreated by the staff of KPFK. When I complain, I let a message, my message are ignored time after time. I was your volunteer. I don't know most of you, but I was one of the older ones. Where is the customer call? The call of the humanity. I am the victim of cybercrime. I know firsthand what it means to be hacked, so don't use the computer. Thank you.
When members of the community like us come to this meeting, it is to participate. The last LSB meeting, it was discussed and debated extensively the question of outsourcing. If the LSB wants to render itself, maybe put itself in a situation that it is not important for people to come here and give and contribute during this forum, then you let us know. That Dusty left, he ignored the spirit of that dialogue and the motion that was passed by the LSB, and the new general manager, or the new IGM, a young man that I had a lot of respect for him to pass on this half this information that is so incomplete. We do not know the amount that this outsourcing is going to cost. The committee is going to be decimated, like he said, John said. That is where some people got themselves introduced into KPFK and Pacifica. That was the first place that they came in contact with the session. The details should be presented to the LSB, not to us, just the members of the community, but we depend on all of you to exercise your fiduciary responsibility by putting something comprehensive before the community before you go ahead with this initiative.
Thank you.
This is really a Podolsky set of half-truths we intend to deceive. Now, I checked on this company. This company was actually hacked by a Chinese company about 3 months ago, or 3 weeks ago. So these computer companies can be hacked like anyone. Now, we haven't been in PCI compliance for several years now. All the small, little public radio stations still take their pledges by hand. It's not a FDIC or any other kind of penalty. What it is that the bank charges is a slightly higher rate by not taking these credit card numbers down. So for years I've been saying we should take the extra 3 digits in the case of like a Visa and take the 4 digits in the case of an American Express card. Now, one of the biggest problems is with the membership department. I mean, the way you get these charges processed that are not being computerized is just to have some help. And to have a small core of volunteers that are qualified business people or other secretarial people, anybody that's familiar with numbers and making phone calls, and we get these charges through. The ultimate goal is to computerize our own phone, and that's what everybody else does. And this fund drive is going to cost us a lot of money because all the problems, and one of the reasons why they want this small group of volunteers to come back on Tuesday is because we're going to start taking problem phone calls that happen when the fund drive occurs. So as soon as the phone drive occurs, we start getting lots of phone calls in the phone room saying, I didn't get my premium, or what station are you, or how long have you been around? Now the corporate phone room is going to start taking all those calls. They're not going to be able to process them. They're going to have to come back for remedy anyway. So it's going to double cost it. So now what's happening is we're having to have the outside phone room, and we're going to have volunteers at the station, taking care of these other problems. So the whole thing's a mess. It's the worst decision since Nokia. It could be stopped. They could set up the phones on Tuesday. And we're taking this advice from a guy that costs us a ton of money with the Grateful Dead Marathon, where we did $200 an hour over a 17-hour marathon for KTFA. It's just a very, very bad idea. It could be stopped. We just need to do our own phone-in, and we'll be like everyone else, and we can computerize as fast as possible. But it's not illegal. It's not FDIC. It's nothing like that. We've been out of PCI compliance for a long, long time, and all we have to do is take those three numbers down, and we will essentially be in compliance. There are some other issues with handwriting on paper, but you can also steal if you're a bad person. You can steal if you're inputting with the computer. So that's not completely the whole truth either. Anyone else to say?
Okay, great.
Well, I can't add anything specific to this except to say this kind of conversation, this kind of dialogue should take place with management, with each of the people who are speaking here, so there's some chance to sort this out and do something about it in a timely fashion. Now, maybe it isn't timely at this point. I don't know the answer to that. But all I've been just venting here, unless this information or questions are passed on, and there's a meeting of all the parties involved who are raising these issues, well, what's the point of that? So maybe the chair or someone here can contact Newberry to do something beyond merely respond by email, perhaps call a meeting, so people who have something constructive to say or to ask can do that. So that's all I can say about this. For example, one simple thing, what do you do in the middle of the hour if you're changing your... You don't know what response you're getting, you're changing premiums, how is that kind of thing being handled? All these kinds of questions. We need to have a face-to-face kind of meeting to deal with this, not a bit here and a bit there.
Not
a couple.
Hello, I'm Dr. Maria Chimunga, Joy. And my concern is totally different. It has to do with excused absences, which I'm not sure are excusable. I would like to have you all know and inform the rest of us how you know that an excused absence is excusable, how often they're allowed or permitted, how we almost came close to having not a quorum in here, but not enough people for out of meeting, but enough people in the room, of which there were at one point 3 women to 14 men. Now there are 7 women, so I don't know how many men. Interesting combinations we have here. I also would like to know why and who decides that the general manager can excuse himself for an, quote, emergency, and what emergency actually means, when so many people come to see or hear or talk to him. And this happens frequently. It happened a few times with Bernard also, but less so. And ever since then, it happened many times. This should not be just ignored, allowed, permitted. And it is. It's sort of like maybe the OC is not taking on its own duties of monitoring itself and its own people. And
we're at time for the public comments, so you'll be the first in our next round of public comments, please. Dr. Wayne.
Yeah, just a couple of great things. When I retired from I just want to address a couple of their comments because it gives the information. This will be useful in developing community. We're developing quick.
It's
counter to the spirit of an LSB where we communicate with one another. So a couple of quick points that were made. I used to be in charge of IT, new technology development for the Northrop Grumman Corporation, which at the time employed 55,000 people in California and some neighboring states. I'm an expert in evaluating new technology. I'm an expert in computer security. It can be done securely. All you have to do is get off of Windows and onto a secure form of Linux, and you can make it very difficult. It would take a country to hack into it. Regular hackers could not do this. Also, some years ago, I took about a month to learn a new computer language, and I built, because I was interested at the time, I built exactly the computerized system for, because I took the form, and I computerized it, and I built it, and I had it working, and I offered it to Terry Guy, and he wasn't interested because it will not, it's not compatible with the MAMSIS system. But I had the solution in hand and working 5 years ago.
Thank you. So just to wrap the whole thing up quickly, make sure that you do leave your information for members of the public, and that he said he will be emailing a statement and a write-up regarding this issue. So I know we don't have much information in hand. We would not expect it either. So we are moving on to our, we're going to finish our scheduling announcement. The Personnel Committee. August 13th, the Personnel meeting. At what time?
You can speak out in full voice.
August 13th at 7 p.m.
at the station.
Michael, I just number F. What is that? You have a motion about August LSB meeting to go to the budget.
Could we get the dates for all these others, like programs?
Michael, what was item number F?
Item number F is related to the fact that we're way behind schedule in the entire network and foundation with developing our station-by-station budget and the entire budget. We do have a commitment from the management here to get us a proposed budget for the next fiscal year early in August. And as I mentioned, we've scheduled a meeting with the Finance Committee for August 14th, so that at the August 20th LSB meeting, we would like to spend the bulk of the meeting dealing with the budget. Because in past years, we've had a lot of frustration with trying to squeeze that into a regular business meeting. So my suggestion was that we would schedule an additional meeting in August. Since it already comes together, the fact that we have had to postpone the delegates assembly.
Okay, so are you making a motion right now?
So, yeah, the motion would be to have a second meeting for other business besides the budget in August.
Wait, so you're going to make the August 20th meeting?
Dedicated to the budget.
Okay.
Is there a second?
Nope.
Lawrence? Is there any objection to making the August LSB meeting devoted to the budget?
Is that a two-part?
Not that I would
get.
Was there a two-part?
Yes, consider it two parts. One is that the August 20th meeting be devoted to the budget, and the other is that, if necessary, we schedule additional meetings to deal with any other business.
But did you guys just vote to have a delegates meeting on the 20th?
Yes. Yes, we did.
Yes.
How's that going to
work? Yeah, in addition to the...
So it'll be a nine-hour meeting? What were you planning?
Well, the same thing as we have today. It's a three-hour meeting, and 1 hour would be the delegates to deal with the bylaws, and the other 2 hours would be the LSB meeting dealing with the budget if you pass this motion.
But I'm trying to understand. Is he saying an extra August meeting?
No. He's saying we are not able to devote the LSB meeting, the 2 hours of the LSB meeting next month to the budget, then he would like to make a motion to have an extra meeting.
Now I'm saying that I would like to devote the rest of that August 20th meeting that is currently scheduled to the budget. If the body feels that we need additional time to discuss other business in August, that it should be at a separate meeting.
Is that the alarm to second it?
I'll second this.
Okay. Is there any objection to devoting?
That doesn't mean that we'll automatically have.
If necessary.
Okay. Devoting the August LSB meeting to the budget. Okay. There's no objection?
Is carrying on the act, if necessary, thing, is that the...
A the extra thing has not happened yet because nobody has objected yet to devoting the August meeting, LSB meeting, to the budget.
Then that's a separate motion.
It's a separate motion, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So only for devoting the August 20th meeting to the budget.
Yeah, I mean, recommend a report, no.
and it's only 2 hours because of the first act part. Well, at this point, we'll have a delegates meeting first, and then the LSC meeting.
So there will be no general manager report as well?
That's right.
Okay.
Can you take a motion? Another move to make the August 20 LSB meeting entirely a budget meeting. And I'll just remind you on that same date there's a delegate meeting scheduled on that same day. So the budget meeting probably can't be 3 hours. It'll be 3 hours minus the length of the delegate meeting.
Michael, are you suggesting to make
the
3 hours all budget?
No, we have 2 hours remaining, and I think the 2 hours need to be devoted to
budget.
The budget, both because we have no idea what, you heard the statement that we have cash flow problems, but that's based on the cash flow, not based on the budget, because we haven't been able to see the actuals for the budget for this year, and we have no proposal for next year. So I think that's the greatest issue facing us currently, and we need to get a budget adopted for fiscal year 2015 that has some basis in reality.
Okay, John, we're out of time for this.
I just want to speak in opposition to the motion because we're not sure we're going to have a budget at that time, and the following month we could devote the entire time to budget, plus we wouldn't have any delegate meetings, so we would have more time to devote the following month and make sure the budget and the other issues are covered.
Madam Chair, can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
I'd like to ask a question to our treasurer. When is the time certain that we have to pass the budget?
The entire budget for the Civic Foundation needs to be adopted by the National Board before the end of the current fiscal year, which would be September 30th. In order to do that, the National Finance Committee normally considers budgets that have been passed on to them by the local station board, and prior to that, the Finance Committee of the local board would look at it. So the normal timetable for that was long past. We didn't do any of it. We did one brief discussion here, I think, in May, and none of the rest of the process has taken place yet. August is the time when our ability to have an impact on that will take place, because that's prior to the national board meeting that would have to adopt our budget, and then based on the five station budgets, a budget for the national office.
Okay, we have time on this, but Is it possible to have a budget meeting with our 20-minute segment for our GM report as part of that, and an hour and 40 minutes?
It sounds like Michael is asking that the August meeting be a special meeting on the budget. When you call a special meeting, only items in the call of the meeting are in order.
So, can I just clarify, the management has made a commitment to have a budget proposal to us within the first week in August. The Finance Committee is scheduled to meet on August 14th, and we'll hopefully be able to discuss that budget and circulate it to the LSB with some recommendations. But the fundamental question that the management has to take up is a balanced budget for the coming year based on some sense of reality of what's happening with our finances. So if you want to report to the management, that's the critical question the management has to address, is what is our current financial status? And what is our plan for having a stable and functional station for the coming year?
We're at
We can extend it 5 minutes. Yeah, could I have some microphone, please? Mic check. I think we're over-constraining the problem. We keep saying that we only have 3 hours. Bullshit. We have every hour, 24 hours a day. We can get as much time as we want. John Gary's assertion, we have only 3 hours, is just flat out wrong. There's nothing more important than the budget, and the finances have to do with life and death and survival of the station.
Right.
And the management report of the finances, which we all want to hear, would logically be part of the budget discussion. And I think that we need to dedicate as much time as it takes. And there will be people who say, oh, we're having too much time in meetings. Well, too bad. Either you support the station or you don't. So I say, let's open up our mind a bit.
I agree.
The reason I support this motion is the obvious. I mean, where has anybody, again, gotten the financials from any source right now? So I think this is, I agree with my colleague John and Dr. Wenger that this is a very important meeting and needs to be expedited as soon as possible.
Thank you. Brandon,
I call a question.
We're still having an hour delegate meeting.
An hour
and then 2 hours of
budget.
If we're able to cover them that time.
Could be extendable.
Michael, you want to keep it separate or you want to work with your motion about the extra meeting, possible extra meeting?
I don't want to complicate it with the extra meeting.
Okay.
The
motion is to devote our LSP meeting in August to the budget.
Okay,
good.
Okay.
Can I call it a special budget meeting?
Can
okay.
We do something about the noise factor? We'll get a lot of comments. It's going constantly. I'm sorry.
Is anyone in public? I can't hear anything. Oh, outside?
No, we're listening.
Okay. Somebody call the question? Okay. If you are in favor of Michael's motion, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. 8 yes. No. 1 no. Abstention. 1. And then 1 second.
Okay, so that's yeses so are 8, noes are 1, abstains 1.
Okay, so the motion carries. Next, the personal, okay. Program Oversight Committee, do we have members of the committee? Oh, we left.
Oh,
okay.
Can I address that, please?
Do you have a date and time? Yes.
Okay. If I can address that, please.
No. Is there a date and time?
There
is
none.
Okay, then we're moving on. P&B Committee of Inclusion?
Yes, the next COI meeting, Committee of Inclusion, will be August 17th at 1 p.m., which is a Sunday, right here at the Free Center. And to be involved in the Free Center, Mr. Wright, because I thought you had looked wrong.
And our summer fun drive is...
So let me modify that announcement then. It'll be a community inclusion meeting at KPFA at the station on August the 17th at 1 o'clock. Hope to see you all. You're all welcome.
What time?
1 p.m. 1 p.m. August
17th. Our next announcement is the summer KPFA summer fun drive starts on Tuesday, July 22nd. And so our next item is implementation follow-up action items. Our increased absence policy. We've got 5 minutes on this item. So,
yeah, I'll take less than that. My check is the, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, not on the entire item, on
yeah. The existing policies as follows. This is the bottom of the second page of your agenda. I'll just read it quickly. From the minutes of November 8th, 2006, barring events that unavoidably prevent notification, requests for excused absences shall be presented in writing or by email to the chair and or the secretary in advance of a regularly scheduled meeting. That's it, and we're working on it in governance. It's a complicated thing. I would just urge everybody to send it to the entire list so we have maximum knowledge as to what's going on.
Thank you.
I'm done.
Thank you. Michael, do you think you need
any documents? Yes, there was a document that did circulate to the LSP from Raul Salvador, which basically shows the PPP funding. I sent it out again after I noticed that this was in the agenda. Essentially, it shows that all the patients received their first payment for the last fiscal year, but not the second. That's based on data from essentially 2011 or 2012. The 2013 fiscal year is not audited, not yet been finished, and that's part of the hang-up. There are other issues with several of the stations that affect PPP funding. The last thing I heard was that the Chief Financial Officer, Raul Salvador, and the Interim Executive Director, Margie Wilson, were trying to make an appointment with John Kriegel, the lawyer, who deals with regulatory issues for us with the FTC and PPD, but I haven't heard what the results of that were. To try to get some information about when or if the second payment for the last year would be forthcoming. And that's where it stands at the moment.
Thank you. And the latest financials for all five stations, did I say?
Okay, so that's going to take more than 5 minutes. But briefly, when the Chief Financial Officer came back on staff within the past month, he discovered that a lot of the records had not been kept properly in his absence. It was an issue with his employment, which took him out of the office. Out of the position at the time last year when the PNB was adopting the final budget for all five stations, the archives of the national office. And apparently in his absence, nobody entered that budget into the accounting software that we use for the stations with great claims. So that's one of the reasons why none of the financials have been generated for most of this fiscal year. In addition to which, a lot of the record keeping that was necessary for the audit of last year was not entered. And so since he's been back, they've been doing a kind of triage of trying to figure out what has to get done as rapidly as possible to try to come up to current. And so he essentially assigned a new interim controller that they have to work on the audit part of it. He's trying to work on entering all the data that was not entered for 9 months approximately this fiscal year. For some reason, the national office stopped sending payroll information back to the stations to enter into the ledgers back in March. So all of that has to be done. The CFO has made a commitment to get what they call the income statement. It's essentially the income and expenses for the current year to us by the end of July. He can't deal with the entire budget for this year because until they have a audited final budget for the last fiscal year, all the things that would roll over from that budget into the current year's budget can't be done. So, but based on the current year's income and expense information, we will have some idea of where we stand. And so that's the basis on which he was down here training our interim business manager, and the interim business manager is coming back up to Berkeley this month to try to get us the current financials through June and then the proposed budget for the next fiscal year. The other five stations are in a similar position, the other four stations.
Okay. Thank you. We're at time on this item.